Hi, this is Denise LaRosa, and you're listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast show created by a mom for moms. I do not take for granted that you have a lot on your plate, yet you are taking the time to listen to my show. I am truly grateful. Be sure to stay connected by visiting www.denisenlarosa.com, following me on Twitter at @DeniseNLaRosa, and liking my Facebook page, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. It is my hope that Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa will motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. So let's dive in. We all think we talk a lot to our babies and children every day, but we also know there are things that compete with that time. TV, texting, email, web surfing, you name it. At the end of the day, we can suddenly find that the hours have slipped away and we haven't quite done as much as we'd like to interact with our babies and children. The staff at Pennsylvania's Allegheny County Department of Human Services knows that modern life offers so many choices for busy parents and caregivers. But DHS staff, being knowledgeable in many aspects of child welfare and development, also know that talking to babies is so important that it has launched an interesting and informative campaign reminding adults to talk to the little ones in their care early, often, and face-to-face. The campaign is called Use Your Words, Your Baby is Listening and Learning. The campaign draws on research from the University of Kansas showing that the more words children hear in their earliest years of life, the better. The sheer numbers of words they hear, no matter what the words are, affects their vocabulary growth and overall language experience. I recently spoke with Leslie Riker about the Use Your Words campaign. Leslie is the administrator for the Bureau of Outreach and Prevention in the Department of Human Services Office of Community Service. Leslie's responsibilities include the development, coordination, and monitoring of 27 support centers for families, after school, and other outreach and prevention through the Office of Community Service. Take a listen to our conversation on practical ways you can use your words to enrich the language development of your child.
And I think oftentimes mothers, family members in general, don't realize the value in just talking, speaking to your child. So what are some simple everyday activities that mothers can do with their children to help enrich their language development?
Okay, well, first of all, I mean, I think the beauty of this whole thing is that you don't need anything but you and your baby. And I think, you know, people will talk to their children, but mothers might say, why should I read to my baby? He can't understand. Or why should I talk? Or I feel silly. But really, it's just you and your baby, and you don't need anything else but the environment and just that context. So with a baby, part of it is the attachment. And then it's been proven that the more you talk, and it's kind of the type of talk too, the better the outcome is for the baby in terms of brain development and academic success and so on. So, and also social emotional development. There was an article in the Times that talked about this research and how important it is to talk to your baby. So I brought it to DHS where I work and said, it'd be great to do something to help to just emphasize this with moms and dads.
Yes,
and
I love that.
Yeah, there are so many opportunities. I mean, just everyday life. If you're in the kitchen and you're cooking, to just talk about what you're doing and be descriptive. Talk about colors. What they found in this research was that there were parents who would just their communication with their babies and their children were really related to safety. Don't touch this. Don't do that. Not even with don't touch it. It's hot, but don't touch. So this is just much more interactive, descriptive. And I know that I've heard, you know, mothers say that they just feel silly, but they get into it.
Yes. It's so funny that you mentioned that, Leslie, because I guess two things with me personally. I'm a talker, hence the reason why I do podcasting. And then also, you know, with my background in education, I get that. And so, but my family members thought I was absolutely nuts. Like, I mean, now that I have baby number two, I'm on the second round, they're used to it. But I mean, I would just be in the kitchen and I would be talking to my little three-month-old and I would be saying things like, okay, mommy's washing the dishes now. Oh, look at how, oh, look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 4. Oh, and I'm just carrying on this big conversation.
Uh-huh.
And even singing to your baby is a
yes.
big thing.
Yes.
And so people just didn't get it, but I mean, when you realize, first of all, I was here by myself a lot because my husband worked evenings at the time, so maybe that was part of it, but I think just when you realize the value in it and you just do it. I think it's like with anything, the more you do it, the more relaxed you can get, the more you realize it's just not silly. This is actually fostering learning in your child.
Yeah, the number of words, and it's also the kinds of words. I mean, just that descriptive, and there's everywhere you go, you can do this. I know the few times I take the bus, I love it when I see moms with their kids and the kids are on their knees looking out the window and goo-goo-gooing and trying to speak. And when moms are interacting about that, it's just, you just know that something good is happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely something that gives me goosebumps when I see that. And, you know, being a kindergarten teacher, I just can see how that just goes so far and takes children so far in their education whenever they're in an environment like that. So I guess we've already touched on this about the value, why it's speaking to your child is so important. Is there anything else you would like to add as far as the value in doing this?
Well, I mean, it's linked to brain development. It's linked to academic success. It's just linked to all these things. And you almost hate to say that because you don't want people to feel bad if they're not doing it. But just to say, just to talk about that relationship building, that mm-hmm. attachment, that connection. And if you're looking at your baby too and talking about it. I know I just recently spent some time with my friend's niece and great niece, and the baby's 8 months old, and the parents are also signing a little bit and talking to their baby and signing. So when the baby's all done, and they do the sign for that, and it's just a nice connection. It's such a visual. It's that eye contact as well.
Yes.
So at every age, whether they're newborns and infants or toddlers or preschoolers, I think what happens is sometimes people, like with reading, with books, people will try to read the book to a little one, to a baby or a two-year-old, and they don't want to sit still for that. They want to look at the pictures. They want to go at their own pace. You can make up stories. You don't have to read it word for word, but it's a tool that you can use just to make that connection, even if you're not reading it verbatim. Because the baby's not, they might start at the end or start in the middle.
Right. It's so amazing because I'm, sometimes I'm guilty of being one of those moms that's like on a routine and a schedule. I'm doing better. I mean, I didn't have a choice. Like after, the second little one came, all that went out the window. You just have to go with the flow. But, now we're at a place where even just telling you, I get tears in my eyes where I do a bedtime routine with my girls. And, of course, I was doing it with my firstborn before my second child arrived, where we read right before they go to sleep. And now my two-year-old will want to read to us. And it's so cool because, of course, you would be amazed because we read a lot of the same books over and over. So she almost has it down word for word.
Yep.
Of course, she's not actually reading the book, but it's really special to see how she just has been taking all that in and how she's now, acting it out herself. So I guess that's something, Leslie, I didn't think I was going to.
You didn't know you were doing everything right, huh?
Yeah, oh goodness.
I remember with my great niece when she was a baby, and I don't, I never saw them often because they live in California, but I was lying in her bed with her or near, and she wanted to read to me, and it was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and she opens the book and she says, "Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs," and it just, I just wanted to eat her whole, It was so sweet.
More with Leslie after this brief message. Do you ever feel overwhelmed as a mother? Do you find yourself wondering if you have what it takes to raise your children to be their best selves? If so, you are not alone. We mothers give so much of ourselves that we often neglect to nurture our own needs. I want my ebook, Inspired by Motherhood, to give you that boost of emotional clarity and peace that you need to keep moving forward, especially on those days when you feel like you can barely put one foot in front of the other. Get some momspiration by purchasing your copy today. Available at www.deniseinlarosa.com.
It's so funny because to say that, it's like, that's the quote that's on my website. There is no perfect way to be a mother and a million ways to be a good one. So it was nice to get a compliment that I did something, right? But I guess that's something, too. Repetition is also important. Wouldn't you say, like, that's also key?
I just think, if when you're in the supermarket, you know, you see these babies in these fancy schmancy, you know, little covers on the baby seat on a shopping cart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the opportunities in a store are so tremendous for color and shape and all of that, just to have a running conversation. All I can say is you don't need anything but you and your baby. You don't need anything fancy schmancy.
And that's so important, Leslie, I think, for a lot of moms to hear, because there's so many gadgets and gizmos out there and products, and not knocking those at all. There's some really amazing ones out there. But at the end of the day, and this is something that I say a lot on my website, is a mother is your child, like you are your child's first teacher, and you're also your child's greatest educational resource. And guess what? You come for free.
And, so, you know, in our family support center that we fund in the county, most of them are using parents as teachers, which is based on that whole premise of, you know, you are your child's first and best teacher.
Mm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how can mothers partner? That seems like an excellent example. So how else can mothers partner with their child's educators to really help foster language development within their child?
I think part of it is finding out what kinds of things the child is learning in school and reinforce it. You know, if they're learning about weather, then when you're out for a walk, you can say, you know, gosh, it's so sunny out today. Look how blue the sky is. Or if it's rainy, let's put our hands out and feel that rain, you know, just all those sensory things. That would be so great.
Doing things, little things like that can enhance the learning, like, tremendously.
Right. And even talking, you know, there's counting as well. So what kinds of things, you know, we're putting shoes on. Let's say you have 2 feet. We have 2 shoes. We have 2 socks. What else do we have that it comes in twos? 2 hands and 2 gloves and 2...
Something else. This is something that my daughter absolutely loves to do, is whenever I'm prepping her little sister's bottles, I will literally, like, we'll make a whole event out of it. She'll count how many... I'll line up the bottles on the table, on the counter. We'll count how many bottles are out there. You know, we'll fill up the water to the number 8, and then she'll count the scoops with me that I put in each bottle, and then I sing the song, you know, like, you can shake your bubbles out. I'll be like, you gotta shake the bottle out.
Oh,
and we'll just make a whole, yeah.
And then there's also probably temperature that you can use with that. If you're washing them in hot water and, you know, doing something else with cold water, the hot and cold. I mean, there's so many, there's just the world, you know. And then going on errands, or how are you going? You're going in the car, you're going on the bus, you're using a stroller. You're just walking, and then, you know, to look at all the things. For an older child, you might say, let's see how many red cars there are, how many white cars there are, or, you know, and having a bath. Let's feel the water. What does it feel like? Is it warm? Is it cold? Playing games, reading, snow and rain. It's just, there's so much. There's just so much.
There is. And I love how the Allegheny County Department of Human Services, how you all have these resources that are available. Can you explain to us a little bit where exactly can families access more resources to better assist them with using their words?
Well, on the materials, there is a website, and there's a sort of a guide for caregivers and parents to use to give them suggestions for what to do. And then there's also just tip sheets for parents, you know, kind of the things I was talking about. There's one that talks about in the morning, when getting dressed, at mealtime. There's just all these different topics and some suggestions for what you might say. And then there's another tip, activities. There's, you know, looking at photos and what can you do with all the photos, you know, identifying people in your family or asking your child what do they see, you know, that I spy stuff. And then there's the shopper, and there's singing is a great way too.
Yes. And you don't have to be Michael Bublé, even though that's my daughter's favorite singer. I love how, and this is not knocking technology. Obviously, I love technology. I have a website, you know, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And I use a lot of technology with my children, but I think sometimes we kind of rely too much on technology, and you just laid out so many simple free things that you can do that can do so much for enriching mm-hmm. your child's language development. So I can't thank you enough for sharing these tips and really kind of reminding us that we are indeed our child's greatest educational resource.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay in touch with me by visiting www.deniseinlarosa.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter, get some valuable mommy resources and giveaways. You can also follow me on Twitter at Denise in La Rosa, on Facebook, Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa, and or email me at Denise@deniseinlarosa.com. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa. I will leave you with this anonymous quote. Children are great imitators. So give them something great to imitate. Thank you for listening.